For a full half hour he lay on his untidy bed and stared at a crack in the ceiling. He was thinking about the muddle which was his life. In his 37 years, he had had more jobs than he could remember. He was married once, but that hadn't lasted long. One day his wife had said to him, "Shuey, you're a layabout." Then she'd packed a suitcase and gone back home to her mother. He had never tried to find her. That was years ago. His mind turned to more recent events. About a week ago, some of his Glasgow friends had said, "Shuey, we're going to London for the cup final. Why not come along?"
"I've no money," he explained. "You'll have to do without me this time."
"We're going in wee Jamie's van," they replied. "It'll cost you nothing."
8 of them got into the van, 2 in front, and 6 sitting on crates of beer in the back. By the time they reached London 9 hours later, Shuey had forgotten where they were going or why. He was drunk. He remembered waking up in this house the next morning. Donald Ewing, a ship's riveter from Clydeside, was shaking his shoulders.
"Shuey, rouse yourself. We're away back to Glasgow."
Shuey's sleepy brain tried to make sense of the situation.
"But we're in London, and we're going to see the cup."
"Not now, we're not," said Donald.
He was already fully dressed.
"Everyone's got to leave London. It's an emergency."
Jamie, the owner of the van, came to the door of the little bedroom and yelled,
"Will you not come and get in the van, Donald? I'm leaving in 5 seconds."
Donald protested,
"There's wee Shuey here, still in bed."
Jamie looked down at Shuey.
"If you don't get yourself into my van double quick, you can stay here and die. Come on, Donald, let's be off."
The two men tumbled out of the room. Shuey thought they'd both gone mad. He turned over and went back to sleep. When he woke up later, the house was completely silent. Pangs of hunger drove him out of bed. Standing on the landing, he called out,
"Donald! Jamie! Ian!"
No answer. He went down the stairs into the hall and called again. Still no answer. He stumbled into a back room and through there into the kitchen. Here he found a cupboard well stocked with tinned food. He ripped open a tin of corned beef and gorged the contents. Finding some matches, he turned one of the knobs on the cooker to make himself a cup of tea. Nothing happened. He tried another knob. No gas. Nothing strange in that. Many times in his life, the gas board had disconnected his gas supply because he hadn't paid the bills.